One, two, three. I start. It's our favorite game, hide and seek. I love being the seeker and insist on finding you every time. Hiding makes me feel anxious, and when I do it, I get the inexplicable need to pee as though I drank a gallon of lemonade. This is the only game you like to play, and it keeps me busy while Dad is at work. I try to understand why he works two jobs, to keep Denny and I fed and clothed, but honestly, I wouldn't mind a used pair of shoes or a smaller dinner if it meant eating with Dad from time to time. 4, 5, 6. You are so good at hide and seek, I can't understand it. The first few times we played, I walked around the trailer in circles but never found you. And then you started giving me little hints, a pebble thrown at a window or a tap on the floor. I need to be very still and very quiet to hear them, so as not to misinterpret your hints as wind or my imagination. 7, 8, 9. Lately, you've made more and more noise, even when we don't play. I've asked Jenny for help to find you, but you know how teenagers are. Eye-rolling experts who are too cool to look for friends. Last night, I heard your hints, the strange noises you use to point to your unfindable hiding spot. But last night they got louder and faster, like nails scratching on the trailer's thin walls outside of our bedroom. Maybe it was outside, maybe it was inside, but it sounded close. There was no wind last night, and I pinched myself over and over, calling my head back to reality. 10. And now I'm searching for you in the quiet afternoon sun. I scoured the rooms of our mobile home and couldn't find you, so instead, I'm creeping outside. Minutes go by, then I hear it. The unmistakable tap, then drag of a fingernail down the trailer wall. I sneak around, careful to miss the fallen leaves and rusted bikes, and as I approach the corner, I hear the noise. Faster this time, like more of your fingers scratching down over and over again. I take a deep breath. I think I finally found you! But as I turn the corner, no one is there. The noises have stopped, and instead all I hear is the flapping of our sheets on the clothesline. But I know that's not what I heard. I know it wasn't that soft, airy flutter. It sounded darker than that. Disappointed, I sit against the trailer. You've won again, I murmur. And as my hand hits the ground in defeat, I feel something. It's long and slender and smoother than any rock. I pick it up and look at it, bleached white from the sun and as small as mine. I think it's a bone. I think it's your finger.